the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Let's talk some college football in the Coach's Corner. This past Saturday, the Utah Utes played host to their annual spring game. The red and white contest came down to the wire. Matt Gay delivered a 57-yard kick to lead the red team past the white team 25-23. Some of the major statistics in this game: Tyler Huntley finished 6 of 12 for 72 yards, had one touchdown. He played on the red team, really limited his rushing attempts, had just 3 yards running the football in this contest. He did cap off a 2-play drive with a 7-yard touchdown to Jamison Field. Outside of that, walk-on quarterback Drew Lisk threw for 133 yards and 2 scores. Drew freshman quarterback Jack Tuttle threw one interception in this contest, got several other opportunities, finished 8 of 14 for 86 yards, did throw a 49-yard touchdown. Several key players did sit this one out and watch from the sidelines. We're going to talk about that and more as the season is really not that far off. It'll be August 30th. The Utes will kick off against Weber State right here on KOAL. And joining us right now over the phone to talk about this past weekend spring game and what the schedule now holds for the Utes here over the next 4 months, we have Coach Kyle Whittingham over the phone. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Always look forward to it, Coach. And typically, we talk to you ahead of the spring game. Now we're talking as everything is kind of done and the dust is settled, at least somewhat. How did you assess the spring workout, spring practices up to the red and white game on Saturday, Coach?
Well, I thought we had an outstanding spring. It was, you get 15 practices, and I thought we took a step forward every time we were on the field. And this group we have has got a great work ethic. They're focused. The leadership is outstanding, and it all culminated with the spring game last Saturday, which I thought was very entertaining. Hopefully the fans enjoyed it. It was all the way down to the wire, a lot of drama at the end, and so a good way to finish spring. And now, obviously, we're the next big task ahead of us is the summer conditioning program, which starts up in about 4 or 5 weeks, and that'll be really a determiner of how well we do this fall, is how much work they're willing to do this summer.
You talked about the drama in the spring game. Have you ever been a part of a game that ends on a 57-yard kick like that as far as a red and white game goes all the way down to the wire?
I don't think so. That may be the most exciting spring game I've ever been a part of. There was so many momentum changes. I mean, the red team scored, thought they had it won, then the white team answered with just a great drive for a touchdown, a 2-point conversion, and the red team responded again with that field goal. So, and Matty Gay, I mean, he's a tremendous kicker, and he's a Lou Groza Award winner, and he lives for situations like that. And feel really good about our special teams this coming fall with the Lou Groza Award winning place kicker and a Ray Guy Award winning punter, and getting Britton Covey back to handle the return duties. So we're in pretty good shape special teams-wise.
Let's talk about the quarterbacks in this game. Tyler Huntley goes 6 of 12, 72 yards, throws one touchdown. I was definitely most intrigued to see Jack Tuttle out there, a 4-star quarterback who's highly touted. Good to see him out there as well. Definitely showed some flashes. How did you assess the quarterback play?
I thought they had an outstanding spring overall, and I thought all 4 of them performed well in the spring game. We've only got 4 on our roster right now, 3 scholarship and 1 walk-on quarterback. And Tyler Huntley emerged as the number one guy, and that was very obvious to us as coaches. Jason Shelley and Jack Tuttle are waging a fierce war for that second spot. And we have Drew Lisk, who's the 4th guy right now, who was, again, very good in the spring game. So nothing's ever set in stone. You got all summer to make improvement and then the fall camp. We'll pick up where we left off in spring with fall camp, and the battle continues. But if we had to play today, it would be Tyler Huntley, no question.
Are you happy with the progression that he's made, Coach, from the spring practices to the end of the red and white game?
Very much so, and he grew a great deal in a lot of different ways just this spring ball. When you compare it to last fall, he's making better decisions. He understands when to give the ball in the run game, when to keep it much better. Last year we all know he ran the ball a little bit too much, and we got to cut down on that. But he is just really starting to put it all together as a quarterback, and hopefully he has a breakout year. We'll see what happens, but that's our hope, obviously, is that he really has a excellent year for us.
I remember years ago you and I were talking, Coach, and you said that you would wrap Devontae Booker in bubble wrap for spring practices in the spring game. Tyler only has, I think, three carries, if I remember right, in this red and white game. Is that by design, kind of a safety precaution, or is that kind of more along the lines of the X's and O's that you want to implement going into the next year?
Probably a little bit of both. You know, we know we can't run him as much as we did last year. At least we hope not to. And he's, you know, he's going to be a bigger, stronger kid this year. He's gonna, you know, his challenge. That's one of the biggest things he faces right now is putting that weight on his frame and getting up to around 200 pounds. Whereas last year he was closer to 180. And so we hope that makes him more durable. But he's always going to, you know, running the football is always going to be a part of his game and his strengths. But we just got to pick our spots a little better with it this year, and he's become a much better decision maker in the throw game. That's really important as well. He's a very accurate passer, but he's got a great feel for the RPOs, you know, the run pass options. He's getting sharper at that as far as reading those.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Kyle Whittingham. Coach, a number of players, named players that, you know, even the casual fans would be well aware of, did not play in the red and white game. Zach Moss, Cody Barton, Chase Hansen, just to name a few. What are some of the disadvantages, if any, for those kids who don't get a play in that scrimmage game?
Well, I don't think there's any disadvantage. They, you know, they're proven commodities. They've played a lot of football for us. And so you want to come out of spring as healthy as you can. And we had an outstanding spring as far as health, probably the healthiest we've come out of the spring in many years. And, you know, the spring game is a great opportunity for some of those players that haven't played much football for us and in backup roles that can go out and show their readiness. How ready are they to contribute this fall? That gives us a good indicator of where they're at and who we think we can count on for helping us out and making the travel squad and who is not quite ready yet.
We've talked offense. I got to flip defense. I do want to talk to you about Cody Barton. Played in all 12 games for you guys last year. I know he had a tremendous outing against Colorado where he had something like 10 tackles, second on the team in sacks throughout the year. Talk to me about Cody Barton, what he'll bring to the table, at least what you hope he'll bring to the table in the upcoming season.
Well, first of all, it's his senior year coming up. He never redshirted, so it went pretty quick. You know, he's a true senior. He has been an outstanding leader for us. If you talk about who the one guy through winter conditioning on the team, if you had to single out one guy as the absolute team leader, it would be Cody Barton. He set the pace every single day. As you mentioned, he really started to come on as a linebacker towards the end of the season, and he was very productive this spring. And we're hoping, you know, between him, Chase Hansen, Donovan Thompson, we've got a pretty good linebacker crew. We only play a two linebacker scheme now. You know, we used to play a 4-3, but with all the spread offenses that we face, it's almost exclusively 4-2 nickel, and so we've got to have four or five backers that we have confidence in that can play, and we feel that when all is said and done and we line up on August 30th, we'll be right where we need to be.
As far as positions that are intriguing, Coach, I also got to get your opinion on your tight end situation, because it seems like as far as a tight end goes in this upcoming year, I mean, you guys have a lot of options. It's pretty intriguing as you start doing the research on it and you see what you guys actually have at tight end and some changes. It's interesting to me.
Well, yeah, tight end, we did lose our top two guys last year, Ciali and Harrison Hanley, so we'll have a new look at tight end. Jake Jackson might be the most improved player on the football team, and right now he is the top tight end going into fall camp. Bapa Falamaka was actually the leading receiver for the spring game. I think he caught six balls, so he really stood out. And then we're going to add three more tight ends this fall with Cole Fotheringham, who returns off a mission, the Keithy kid from Texas, and then the Yasmin kid from Australia. And so we think that position is going to be a strong suit of ours for years to come as soon as these guys develop. And like I said, Jake Jackson really started to come into his own towards the end of spring.
We can end with this, Coach. Now that the spring game is complete, spring practices are complete, what's the schedule and the time frame like now for the Utah Ute football program?
Well, the focus right now is finishing up academically. They got finals coming up in a week or so, and that's going to be the primary thing that's going on. We've got the month of May, which is I don't want to say it's off time for the players, but that's when they're on their own working out. We have X amount of discretionary weeks during the course of the year, and May is typically where you utilize a lot of those discretionary weeks where they're on their own. So we expect them to work out on their own and come back at the end of May in great shape, ready to hit the ground running in the summer program, which starts the Tuesday after Memorial Day. So that's the next thing up as a team will be that summer conditioning, which starts that Tuesday, and that goes for 9 weeks. So that'll be a critical part of our success or lack thereof this fall, depending on how we handle that.
Yeah. Before we know it, we'll be talking about Weber State on August 30th. It seems like it pops up in
right.
Early.
Getting closer.
Coach, I'm always so appreciative of the time. Thank you very much. It's always fun to talk with you and get an update on the program. Have a great rest of your day. I appreciate it.
Okay, George. Good to visit with you. Take care.
You as well, Coach. Thank you. Again, that's Coach Kyle Whittingham recapping the 15 spring practices for the Utes and also talking about the red and white game this past Saturday. Do not forget, during the football season, you'll be able to listen to the Utah Utes all year long right here on KOAL. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk some Major League Baseball. We'll bring in a great friend of mine, Bill Lasky of NBC Sports Bay Area. Bill, a former big league pitcher for the San Francisco Giants, now works as an analyst for the Giants. We're going to recap the last week of Major League Baseball, take a look at some of the major storylines. That's coming up next when we return here on Drive Time Sports.